406-635-5910. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, March 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is an election year, if you haven't heard. A big election year, presidential race, U.S. congressman, a new U.S. senator, state representatives, county commissioners, school board races. It's all on the ballot this year. And if you're concerned that your vote doesn't count because there are illegal ballots being cast that shouldn't be cast, that your voice isn't going to be heard, well, the very first move, newly elected RNC chairman and vice chair files a lawsuit. Story broke yesterday, Gateway Pundit, Detroit News, NBC, all over the place. 4:40 p.m., Patty McMurray wrote in the Gateway Pundit, the new RNC leadership sues the dirty Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Michigan Elections Director, and ERIC, E-R-I-C, Chair Jonathan Brader. Why? Because at least 53 Michigan counties out of 83 have more active registered voters than citizens that are over the age of 18 years of age. Under the leadership for free and fair election, advocates Michael Whately and Laura Trump, Eric Trump's wife, are the new chair and vice chair, co-chair of the new and improved RNC, having replaced the Do Nothing About Election Fraud RNC previously led by Ronna Romney McDaniel. Whately and Trump were elected in Houston, Texas last week to replace Ronna Romney McDaniel due to her lackluster performance as the RNC chair. Had many members of the Republican Party calling for her to be replaced. Well, immediately after the vote, Whately shared that election integrity, starting with this year's election, will be a top priority for the RNC, saying that the party's goal is to ensure that it is easy to vote and hard to cheat. Laura Trump, the wife of Donald Trump's son, Eric, also expressed her commitment to election security in a recent interview she just did with Fox News host Sean Hannity, where she claimed massive resources will go toward protecting the vote. Now, it's kind of interesting because this has been, as you know, a rallying cry of Donald Trump ever since he supposedly lost the November 2020 election to Joe Biden. He knows the cheating that took place. He knows exactly where it was, how it was done. Mike Lindell, Patrick Kobach have been all over this story since the beginning. As a matter of fact, Patrick Kobach wrote a book about it. The 2020 coup, what happened and what we can do about it. Now, you have to understand something, people. Everybody wants to claim that, well, you're just saying that it occurred, but, you know, it's already been debunked. There's all kinds of reports out there. Ed McBroom, who was the state senator in charge of oversight in the Senate regarding elections, already came out and said in his 55-page report they saw no evidence. They saw absolutely no evidence of election fraud. Right. while speaking with Hannity on his show, Laura had this to say, and we're going to try to cue this up and play it for you right now. If it doesn't launch properly, I'll relaunch it.
Election Integrity Division at the RNC. That means massive resources going to this one thing. If people out there, Sean, don't feel like their vote counts, they don't trust the system we have, then we are no longer the country we once thought we were. We will have trained poll watchers, poll observers, poll workers, people in tabulation centers all across this country. If you want to volunteer as a poll watcher, poll worker, or a volunteer lawyer, because we want...
They're also looking for lawyers. She goes on to talk about that. If you're a lawyer and know somebody who is a lawyer who would be willing to volunteer to be available on moment's notice to file emergency injunction orders when election fraud is being seen, witnessed by these poll watchers, these poll challengers, they're going to have an entire army of attorneys in every state on standby so that they can file the paperwork with the courts to stop the illegal activity from happening. It's in our election laws. You can do it. The only problem is we've always trusted our elections. We've always trusted the qualified voter files. We've always trusted the process. Well, not anymore. This election year, 2024, there will be safeguards in place to crack down on these illegal activities that the Democrats have perfected. I know there's volunteers that are going to be sitting on those drop boxes down in Detroit this year. They've already put together shift calendars, and people are already signing up both for the August 6th primary as well as the November 5th presidential general election. They're not going to allow these mules to walk up to these drop boxes and stuff them with 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 fraudulent ballots. And you heard the word she said, poll workers. Now, it's kind of interesting because for the very first time this year, we had 9 days of early voting for the presidential election. And you know how it is very simple to know whether or not you're a Republican or a Democrat, even though we don't have registrations? February 27th, in the 9 days prior for early voting, you had to request either a Republican or a Democrat ballot. They filled out the poll book, and they wrote down which party's ballot you wanted. In Michigan, it was stupid for the Democrats to vote for Biden because he's the incumbent, not having any type of serious challenger in any way, shape, or form, so they could cross over and ask for a Republican ballot. And many of them did. I believe Nikki Haley ended up close to 30% of the vote here in Michigan. Well, that was until she dropped out. Now, mathematically, this last election coming up this coming Tuesday, Donald Trump will have enough delegates to secure the nomination. It's over. This coming Tuesday, March 19th, Trump will have the delegates. Biden's already secured the delegates after his Super Tuesday. Moving forward, he's the candidate. Donald Trump will be the candidate. But what they were able to do and discover was some very interesting things. Number one, and this is very interesting, our county of Antrim County was the number one highest county in the state of Michigan for 9 days of early voting. I've already spoken to a reporter, Tom Perkins, thanks to Brian Panabaker. He's coming out with his story today. I hope to have him on the show on Monday because Izzy Lyman will be subbing in for me tomorrow. We have plans down here to go see friends over in Sebring, going out to dinner for a birthday party tomorrow night. We won't be on the air tomorrow. But I'm going to reach out to Tom and see if I can get him confirmed for Monday, because he called me, wanted to talk to me about Antrim County. He wanted to know why Antrim County had the highest percentage of registered voters show up and vote in the 9 days of early voting, compared to Grand Traverse County, which came in at 1%. Neighboring Charlevoix was at 0.6 or 0.7. Otsego was 0.8. Sheboygan was 0.6. Whatever the numbers were, they were basically below 1% for 9 days of early voting in the surrounding counties here in northern Michigan. Our county of Antrim was almost at 4%, 3.75. And the reporter asked me, why? Why is Antrim County back in the news again? Why is Antrim County coming in with such a high turnout in 9 days of early voting? And I said, quite simply, we don't trust the clerk, and we do not trust the machines. People didn't want to rely on absentee ballots being mailed in, so they chose to get there early, cast their ballot, so that they could move on with their day. But again, why the anomaly of being almost four times more than any other surrounding county in the state of Michigan, here in northern Michigan especially? So we're going to get into that. Tom Perkins, again, I hope will be able to join us on Monday. But getting back to this lawsuit. Now, this is very, very interesting. Because, as Patty McMurray reports, it's been rumored that Ronald Romney McDaniel, is planning to run for governor in 2026 as a Republican. Right. The biggest rhino in the party is wanting to run for governor in the state. That is going to be in 2026. Well, why did they file the lawsuit here in Michigan? We'll get into that, the connection between Ronald Romney stepping down as chair for the RNC and the lawsuit that's been filed here in the state of Michigan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one, continuing on with this story. Gateway pundit Patty McMurray, NBC News, Detroit Free Press, Detroit News, everybody had this story. Why did the RNC file a lawsuit in Michigan against the Secretary of State over our qualified voter files? 53 of Michigan's 83 counties have more registered voters than 18-year-olds, people over 18, voting age. 53 out of 83 counties, folks. Your county, probably on the list, has more registered voters than you have adults. What causes that? Illegal registrations, fraudulent registrations, dead people that are not or should not be on the qualified voter file. They should have been removed by a local county clerk. That is their job responsibility to watch and look for death certificates, obituaries. That's their job. If they see somebody who lives in the county, who's registered to vote in the county, has died, that's their job to remove them. It hasn't been done. Along with Jocelyn Benson giving three organizations the username and the password to register voters. One of those groups is Get Out the Vote organization, totally funded by George Soros. It happened in Michigan. That particular system, mode of operandi, what they did was used in the November 2020 election. Another way they do it is they track through election day whether you voted or not. I've been told the process is very simple. You wait until about 6 o'clock dinner hour. If you haven't voted yet, odds are over 90% you're not going to make it to the polls by 8 o'clock to vote. So very simply, with the qualified voter files all being electronic, they know who has voted and who hasn't. By 6 p.m., they have a very good indicator. By 7 p.m., it goes up to 97%. If you haven't voted by 7 p.m. on election day, you're not going to vote. So what do? They use your registration as a placeholder to submit a ballot. Now, if you really wanted to play games with them this year, you can prove this out. Don't vote on August 6th until 7:30 on Election Day. Now, personally, I want everybody to vote early. I want to operate exactly how the Democrats do. I want to have the tabulator tapes already filled with our ballots long before Election Day, both August 6th and November 5th of this year. But if you really wanted to test the system, go down to your local polling place where you're registered to vote at 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. Show them your driver's license. Sign the application to get a ballot. Have them check you on the qualified voter file and see if you've already voted. Oh, I'm sorry, Randy. You've already voted. No, I haven't. I didn't vote absentee. I didn't vote in the 9 days of early voting. Absolutely did not. I demand my ballot. Well, right here, about an hour ago, somebody voted for you. Then you got them. Then you got the fact that they are absolutely utilizing this technique in order to fill and stuff ballots for the Democrats. I know it's complicated. I know it's a lot to think about. But if you really wanted to prove it to yourself and to your local clerk, that's the way to do it. Go vote at 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. Get in line. Because if you're in line before the doors close at 8 o'clock, you get to vote. It's that simple. But why did Michael Whately and Lara Trump decide to file this lawsuit in Michigan? Because they already know that Ronald Romney McDaniel is considering running for governor as a Republican in 2026. And if they eliminate all of the dead people, all the people who have left Michigan, gone through the qualified voter files to determine who is actually citizens and who aren't, it might actually give us a fair primary election for Republican governors in 26. The RNC filed the lawsuit. Listen to this. Representing 30 million registered Republicans in all 50 states. They filed in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., in all of the U.S. territories, and in the Western District Court in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're going to wrap this story up on the other side. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda.
Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunity.